This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
12 cats live across the road. Our door's open. Screen's broke. I turn and look. There's a little kitty cat in our kitchen. So I said, what are you doing in here, little kitty cat?
Isaac Robb.
Cat starts going, meow, all crazy. We need more dogs.
Jason Sukanik.
Try to let it out the front door. Meow, meow. Cat's still going crazy in there.
This is Prime Time on the Fan Sports Network.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Be a dog.
105.1 and 1080.
We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats.
We need more dogs.
The Fan.
All right. Welcome back to our show. It's Tuesday with Isaac. That's me, Suh.
Sodom.
And Big Souk.
Right.
Otherwise known as your sports bros.
Mm-hmm. Dead Suh.
Ryan Buckley is back today.
And a little feisty.
He is feisty. He's on edge. He's got his hair cut. So,
yeah,
that's what's caused him to be feisty.
That is a fact.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. He was taking care of his kids yesterday all by himself. That's probably why.
Yeah, he showed me a picture of one of his kids in his class.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, there's probably 20 kids in that class.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Look, if there's a serial killer.
Oh, okay.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
He was a little miffed about the book activity. Let's not go all NFL headquarters over here. Jeez.
Someone got on me today for like, man, you're picking on Buckley because I'll give Buckley crap about his wife. You just went over the top and went,
well,
serial killer.
No, he was just sitting in a corner.
Looking.
He was not participating.
Smoldering.
With the rest of the class reading books.
I do like getting updates every now and then. Buck will just come in. Buck's, if Buck had like a, you know, they do like an Instagram feed of like things my cats do. Buck, if you just did a series of just, this is a photo of my child, your kids have great, just isolated photos.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll
show you one later of one of them picking up a crab at the beach this weekend. That was a big highlight.
You might need to get them on Instagram stat.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know.
I was like, there's usually one of Buck's kid like in a pair of underoos and his boilers hanging out.
Yeah. A lot of boilers.
Just gets me chuckling.
Well, he was not having it, whatever they were doing at class today.
No.
So I'm not interested in this crap.
Remember when they used to put you in the corner with like a dunce cap on?
I don't think that was a thing.
It was a thing.
In like the 1950s.
Did they put in a dunce cap?
No, not us. I just mean like that was a thing. Like,
yeah.
That used to be a
thing. You're bad, sit in the corner and wear this stupid hat while everyone laughs at you.
Yeah.
I do that think back in the day.
That was a thing?
That was a thing. Yeah, the dunce cap.
It's unbelievable.
Hey, make America great again. Bring back the dunce cap. I did that like I remember standing in a corner. That was a thing. I wasn't wearing a dunce cap, but I do
make
remember.
Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
They made you stand in the.
Yeah, we had to stand.
That's a great drop.
We had to stand in a corner.
Make America great, bitch.
So like,
you just like put that movie where it ends with the person standing in the corner?
Blair Witch.
Blair Witch.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah. When I was like in elementary school, I remember if you got in trouble, you just had to go. There was a corner. It was like the naughty corner, and there was no dunce cap or whatever. But you did have to stand, and you just put your nose into a corner, and you just.
I mean,
it was like 10 minutes of just standing there into the damn corner.
That's really dumb. But come on, a cap that says dunce on it?
Yeah, it does seem.
Yeah, it might as well say you're the loser boy today.
I mean, God. What were we thinking?
Well, I think the idea is that you were shaming the kid into better
behavior.
Yeah,
I get the idea. I'm pretty sure that doesn't really work.
Well, dude, it was a wild...
Took us centuries to figure it out, too.
It was a wild time. Back in the day, the original cure for autism was throwing dodgeballs at kids. What is that kid, a little weird and he's got some sensory? Wing some dodgeballs at him. It'll be fine.
Former college football coach, now Senator Tommy Tuberville, said a lot less kids had autism when we used to use the belt.
Oh, my God.
He said that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. See? It was a wild time back then, man. God. Think about all the strange things that, like, you know, when you were a kid that were, quote, normal. And now you look at them, you're like, it's not good.
Yeah.
And by the way, and it was worse the further back you go.
No, very much. Although we used to get whacked. I mean, I remember getting spanked at school by the principal.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
Text line says, I'm only 45 years old and I still remember getting paddled by our principal or having to stand in the corner where they drew a circle on the chalkboard for your nose. Like you had to just put your nose against the circle.
Oh, yeah. Put your nose in there.
Yeah, ours was the naughty. My dad, he grew up a hard life in like rural Utah. And he had horror stories. His dad used to make him do the old cut the switch.
Healthiest boy, though.
What's cut the switch mean?
You'd have to go out and cut a tree branch down, and then your dad would beat you with it. And he would say that if you cut one that wasn't thick enough, it would get worse because you would cut the smaller one thinking it wouldn't hurt as bad, and then he would whip you harder and in worse areas. So you had to like find like the appropriate. Think about that. You're like 5 years old and you're having to debate, is this tree branch big enough for my dad to beat me with it?
I think now we call that the Adrian Peterson, right?
That is Adrian Peterson did that.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, there's an uplifting segment for you guys. All right.
Yeah, it's not good.
Coming up next, Blazers sale rumors not flying on the fan. What have we done with innocence? By the way, P1 Scott... With the history of the dunce cap, it originated from the writings and followings of the medieval philosopher John Duns Scotus.
Oh, that makes sense.
He was known for his... Why?
Well, Duns, you know, the dunce cap?
Yeah. Who was known for his... Yeah, I didn't catch that.
Why?
Someone should be wearing the cap.
He was known for his pointy hat. Initially a symbol of scholarly wisdom, the hat became associated with ignorance and foolishness when Scotus's ideas fell out of favor during the Renaissance. Over time, the dunce cap evolved into a form of public shaming in schools used to humiliate students who were deemed disruptive or slow learners.
What an idiot.
Morons.
There you go.
You're a slow learner, so we shame you.
I mean, just stupid.
Great idea, everybody.
The new cap should be called the Trump cap, am I right? Whoa.
Make caps great again.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
All right, well, is it weird that we're not getting any Blazer sales rumors at all? Is that weird to you?
I don't know. When they had the weird State of the Union address where he dropped the... and I'm talking about the Crypt Keeper here, where he said that we probably need a new stadium. He did say that several groups were being vetted. So
you're talking about Adam Silver.
Adam Silver, aka the Crypt Keeper. So yeah, the commissioner. He did say that there were several groups that were being vetted.
But we're not hearing any rumors.
No, haven't heard anything.
I don't want anything official from Silver because he's just going to lie to us. I want the juicy rumors.
Yeah, I haven't seen...
The leaks.
Yeah, like the community buying the team?
There's nothing.
Any of that, no.
Yeah, somebody...
did you go to that link?
I did, yeah. Why are you laughing?
Oh, because we're all collectively just going to buy the team and share the profits, like as a city, as a community.
Yeah, this is a very Blazery thing, but
Green Bay Packers of the NBA?
There is a website... And you can go there.
Mm-hmm.
It is called buytheblazers.com.
Okay.
And when you go there, you can become a part of a group that will buy the team and give back to the community.
So, how much have they raised so far? Do we know?
Total pledges so far. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Are you sitting down at
all?
I
am.
Total pledges so far. $828,444.
It's actually better than I thought they'd do.
Well on their way. It says, buy the Blazers is mainly an effort to give back to the community. The Blazers generate over $300 million in revenue annually. Tapping into those dollars can mean tens of millions for investors, the region, and beyond, but it doesn't stop there. We will give a large percentage of the annual earnings to continually benefit charities and those in need.
Why do people do this?
What do you mean?
Why do they waste their time with nonsense?
They believe it.
But do they believe they can raise $4 billion?
But it doesn't matter. Even if you raised $4 billion, it wouldn't matter. You need in all sports leagues there is a percentage, and it's usually around. It's like, I think it's somewhere between 40% and 60%. You have to have one person that is the majority owner that has to own a huge chunk.
Hey, don't let the facts get in the way of a dream.
So even if you raised $4 billion, you would need one person that then had like $2.5 billion to be the primary owner. It doesn't
look. We don't need you pooping all over our dreams here.
Well, no, okay? I just don't understand why people waste their time.
So here's what it says. It says the main goal of Buy the Blazers is to secure what will likely be a partial share of the Trailblazers. The franchise is valued at approximately $3.5 billion, and we anticipate the selling price to be in the range of $4 billion. Our stretch goal is for a 25% share, with our lowest goal being 5%.
Okay. So I guess that does address it. They're saying we just want to have a piece of the team.
Yeah, like raising $4 billion is absurd. We can't do that. But we can raise 25% of $4 billion, which is how much money? How much would that be?
What, 25% of $4
billion? Yeah, so it'd be a billion.
Yeah, it's $1 billion. $4 billion.
Yeah, I got it right at least.
You did.
Yeah. Took me a second.
Yeah.
I don't think they're raising $1 billion.
Yeah, no. I mean,
if they did, they shouldn't put that money towards the Trailblazers.
It is interesting, though, that we, without
like,
a building.
Wouldn't that be, like, what if they did? Like, all the, like, you just throw out a website called Buy the Blazers, and the community donates $1 billion.
They're like, sure, let's do it. And then they do it.
Yeah, like, what? I mean.
I don't know. Why not? Hey, if someone wants to do that and then let me have a 25% stake in the team, let's go.
Doesn't it just say like how easily some of our problems can be solved? Like why this and not put $1 billion towards something that could actually really help us? Like you have the community has $1 billion to throw at this crap?
You can't spend it on education.
Yeah, but if you buy the team, you can keep more money coming in.
Yes. Yeah. You telling me, okay, you telling me that buytheblazers.com raises $1 billion, and I guess what they want to do with it is give it back to the community. But let's just say they do raise $1 billion. Why can that not be for, you don't think that solves the homeless problem?
Yeah, I mean.
Goes a long way to helping solve it?
It does seem like that would go a long way to helping it. But, you know, hey. The homeless can't help you, and the Blazers give us entertainment. Someone said Bill Simmons had a rumor on his podcast, but I looked it up, and it just said NBA Insider Podcast. Bill Simmons recently commented on rumors.
Yeah, I have that. Yeah.
There's a YouTube comment here that says that his rumor was that they found a buyer for $4 billion.
Yes.
So
Bill Simmons says there is a buyer. Yeah. The buyer is not associated with the groups in Seattle or Vegas, and the sale price is expected to be over $4 billion.
Well, can I ask... That's exactly what we've all known forever, is the team's going to go for around $4
billion.
Yeah,
what? So now someone is interested at the price that we thought they would be interested at.
But we don't know.
He doesn't. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, Bill Simmons is the only guy saying anything. Like, where, do we have media sniffing around this?
I don't know. I mean.
Why are there no rumors?
Well, I think sometimes this stuff gets played pretty close to the vest. How do I say this, playing it close to the vest? Like, there's the rumor. Out there, we still don't know with the Diamond Project who the money is, right? But we do know, but it's not out there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are some things that people don't talk about. And so I'm sure there are people that know who is sniffing around the Blazers. But, I mean, honestly, that... Who's behind the big money for the Portland Diamond Project? That is a really, really well-kept thing. And there's reasons why, and I just think when you get to that level, I do think things stay pretty quiet. And I think eventually as things get closer, but this is still early on in the process, this probably won't get done for at least another year. And so I think as you have groups that are sniffing around and people getting vetted, I think eventually, but this thing's only been for sale for a couple of months. I don't think it's that surprising that we haven't heard names yet.
All right.
Because sometimes people that are interested may have other shares of things that they would have to get rid of or kind of move things around, and no one wants to tip their hand in case they're not the ones to get it. I think some of these things have to be kept quiet for various reasons. So I think people that do know take that stuff very seriously.
Yeah, they're saying here, back to buytheblazers.com. Investors are Oregonians, Washingtonians, and other interested individuals, parties, companies, civic organizations, municipalities.
Ah, municipalities.
We're currently determining the ROI specifics, dividends on profits, and of course, a larger number, a larger return on any liquidity event are in the mix.
Oh my goodness.
The population of Oregon is roughly 4.5 million.
Millions and millions of people.
We estimate about one quarter of this total audience are viable as investors who would become involved. Utilizing our stretch goal, having which was 25%, having average donations be close to $1,000 per person would total $1 billion, which is an estimated 25% of ownership share.
Yeah, good luck with that. Like, again, I asked the question.
They do put the Packers down here as a case study.
Oh, my God. Why do people, again, I just asked the question.
They
why
have 500,000 shareholders.
Why do people waste their time with nonsense? Why? It just... Someone is taking time out of their day to put together just ludicrous proposals. It's so dumb. Go find something else to do with your time that makes sense.
See who else is partnering with them. While we're making inroads on formal partnerships, we would love to work
Please stop it.
Many nonprofits.
Stop talking.
And organizations.
Stop
such
talking
as these.
About these people.
Ah, such as these. Travel Oregon.
I'm really rich.
The Rip City Remix. Oh, the Blazers themselves. The NBA, the Paul G. Allen Family Foundation.
Wait, are you saying the Blazers are going to contribute to buying the Blazers?
Well, they would like to partner with the Blazers.
What? How does that even work? Aren't they the ones selling it?
This
you
guy's,
buy it from yourself?
This guy's name is Scott Dylag. Dylag? He is, it says, advisor, ex-Nike Global, current CEO, All People. What he grew up in Portland.
All People is like he's in charge of the Human Fund with George Costanza?
Just, or is All People the name of the company?
That may be the name of the company.
This guy.
This is Scott. Yeah, he's currently a CEO advisor for an online marketplace startup where community ownership and crowdfunded equity are central to company vision.
Yeah, have fun with that because that's the future of sports is community owned. Cool. Yeah.
He's a Blazer fan.
It's just called sports.
I like that he's bringing up the Green Bay Bay. Green Bay did it.
This is a very Blazery.
This is the most Blazery thing, and it's nonsense.
Yeah, it would happen. This would happen in... If you just outlined this scenario and said, yes, what Portland. Market does this happen in? I'm saying Portland number one.
It's an episode of Portlandia.
Yes, exactly. By the way, Bill Simmons also saying that he believes that the Pelicans are going to get bought and moved to Vegas.
Well, so the...
That makes sense.
The idea that when Adam Silver talked about needing a new building and then expansion got pushed off, right? There, it was seemingly a done deal that Vegas and Seattle were going to get... expansion teams. And then the NBA basically came out and said, we don't have the votes for expansion when we thought that announcement was coming. And the idea is the owners are not certain they want to split the pie two more ways. And some people thought that that was just leverage when they was talking about Moda Center and the non-expansion to get New Orleans and Portland new arenas, because you can always threaten the people. Hey, you don't want to get in a new arena. We got places ready to go, Vegas and Seattle. And so to say that New Orleans is going to sell and move to Vegas certainly is a real possibility, or it could be someone leaking that information to Bill Simmons to do what? Threaten the people of New Orleans, build us a new arena, or we're going to move. It is the oldest trick in the book. Now, New Orleans is a crappy situation. We know it's bad ownership. And if you bought a team, certainly you'd rather have one in Vegas than you would New Orleans. The only way that would happen is if the NBA thought that they are do not have the votes for expansion in any time. Because if you are going to expand, they would just put one in Vegas and get the extra money. If expansion really is dead and that's not going to happen, then Vegas and Seattle become way more way more in play.
Fan text line 503-864-6326. What happens to the money when this 100% doesn't happen? That from Dio. That's a good question. It's like,
is then this, invest in the community.
Is it
then
just
solve
a,
your homeless problem?
Is it just a grift?
It's possible.
It's that is that people don't ask for the money back, and so this guy gets $800,000 and it shuts it down.
It's possible.
The other thing too is it says pledge now. It doesn't say donate now. So are you just promising to give later? Like, are you just saying, oh yeah, yeah, I'll give you that money and not actually donating it?
Yeah, again.
Like, you're pledging it?
Everything about this is nonsense and stupid. So if you are involved in this, please stop. This is not, you're wasting your time and or money. Please stop.
I think we're going to stop.
Take the money and put it in your pocket and, I don't know, go to Disneyland or buy your kids a new bicycle. Do something better with
it. Big souk, everybody.
Yeah, the NFL is going to Tula Team as well.
I heard that on the radio once.
It calls up the mayor. Hey, do you want the NFL? Yeah, NFL
sure.
To Tulatin.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Get Bezos's. Someone said, get Bezos' ex-wife.
Yeah, she was reportedly sniffing around, wasn't she?
She's like,
the Blazers.
I mean, she's worth $30, $40 billion. Do that.
Baseball musings, including Don't Call It a Comeback. Coming up next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now to baseball. A couple things here. Some musings, if as it were.
I like a good musing.
Here on the show. Cal Raleigh is now the MVP favorite in the American League. Mm-hmm. Over Aaron Judge.
Yeah, Judge went on the 10-day DL. He's got a flexor strain, so they're worried about the UCL, but they said that he should be fine to swing, but they probably won't play him in the outfield for a while. He'll come off the DL and just DH.
So Cal Raleigh is now, I just checked it yesterday, minus 160, and Judge is plus 120.
Yeah, and Judge has been the favorite all along, but yeah, we got a little...
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, it's the idea of hedging. If you think that Judge is going to miss time or that's going to be a reoccurring problem, you know.
Well, you don't want to hedge now because
that's true.
Raleigh's a favorite.
Yeah, Raleigh's the favorite. Valid point.
Should have hedged when Judge was a huge favorite.
Yeah.
And go get Raleigh at a big number, and then you'd be sitting pretty.
Well, but then it's kind of vice versa now. Do you think that Cal can stay healthy? Because catchers usually get beat up. I mean, this is going to be the best offensive season in Major League history for a catcher.
Can you name... the MVPs in Mariners history?
Well, Griffey.
Yep.
Ichiro.
Yep. That's two.
Did A-Rod get one?
He did not.
Did Edgar get one?
He did not.
No, Edgar didn't get one. So I'm missing someone. Did the big unit didn't get one there?
Why do you think you're missing someone?
Oh, well, then that's... Well, the fact... I thought you would have said, I'm done.
Nah, if it's just those fooling two. You. Joshing you, pulling your leg.
Yeah.
They only have two.
Yeah, that's it.
Two Cy Youngs.
That would be Randy and Felix.
Yep. And can you name the Mariners' five rookies of the year?
Griffey.
Julio's got to be one.
Griffey was not one.
Griffey didn't get rookie of the year,
no,
huh?
No, Julio Rodriguez is one.
Julio, Ichiro.
That's two.
A-Rod, probably.
No.
A-Rod didn't get one.
I tell you what, one of these, this is, okay, oh, I'm going to give you.
It's the guy that hurt his knee.
You have his name?
God, he.
Recently.
Yeah, recently. It's just
2020.
A handful of years
ago.
The
Mariners had the rookie of the year in 2020, and I guarantee you no one knows his name.
I can picture him. He had the monster year, and then he's had knee problems, and he just,
His name is Kyle Lewis.
Kyle Lewis.
God, I don't know why I was thinking
Royce something or other.
Can you, because there's a Royce Lewis who plays for Minnesota.
Yeah.
Can you, I saw that today, and I went, whoa, I had totally forgotten about that. Kyle freaking Lewis
won. And that's
won
not long ago.
Rookie of the year 5 years ago for the Mariners.
And I remember, like...
And he's nowhere to be found.
No, I remember maybe two and a half years ago, they talked about that the knee problems, they were hoping they were behind him and all that, and, you know, that there was some hope that he could come back. But no, dude, he was done. Derailed.
And the other two rookies of the year...
Old or new?
Old.
Old. Like, was Alvin Davis rookie of the year?
Alvin Davis was rookie of the year.
Okay. And
Kaz Sasaki is the other one.
By the way, the Alvin Davis one was the definition of, when you said old, that was the first name that popped into my head.
Big Al.
I would have never gotten Kaz, ever.
So, I mentioned don't call it a comeback.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about hitters.
Okay.
In Major League Baseball. Because pitchers have been dominating
in
the modern game.
Yes. In fact, it wasn't that long ago they were talking about, hey, do we need to lower the mound? And, you know, there's no offense and all of that.
Now, the gap is frighteningly small. Mm-hmm. But over 100 games into the 2025 season, something pretty weird is happening. And that is that there have been more hits than strikeouts in Major League Baseball.
Whoa.
How about that?
Yes. According to this, batters have been responsible for 25,369 base knocks and 25,346 whiffs, a difference of just 23.
Hmm.
But in favor of the offense.
Are we seeing, I don't know, pitch clock, the shift? I mean,
Well, I think hitters are just...
Yeah, strikeouts, I wouldn't make
hitters are just adjusting to pitchers. Sure. I mean... This says, for the overwhelming majority of MLB history, hits surpassing strikeouts would have been entirely unremarkable.
Mm.
From 1900 through 2017, hits outnumbered strikeouts by an average of 14,000 per year.
Mm.
Then in 2018, after years of rising punchouts, the unthinkable happened. It was a moment of crisis, the ultimate sign that America's pastime was in trouble. That season, overall attendance dipped under 70 million for the first time in 15 years. Over the past seven seasons, pitchers have dominated the baseball landscape to a virtually unprecedented degree, to the point where the very act of making contact seemed like a massive accomplishment.
Yeah.
However, the pendulum is swinging back.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, that's right. I mean, that's good for baseball. I mean, the whole idea of behind moving it along and putting more balls in play, because even when they were hitting home runs, I think we've all sat there and watched a game where it sucks where everything is a strikeout or a home run. It's boring as sin.
Well, that's the way hitters responded to the increased velocity in baseball.
Yeah.
And the sweeper, you know, everybody's got a sweeper now.
Sure.
They responded by trying to hit everything out of the park and swinging for the fences. As a result, home runs soared. Strikeouts soared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and that was like Will Clark. I mean, a bunch of those old guys were talking about how can you be the best player in the game and you're hitting 225? Because you did have guys that were considered elite players that were just, you know, well, I mean, De La Cruz and some of these guys that are coming up. I mean, they're phenomenal young talents, but yeah, they all hit 220.
Yeah, so hitting was going to suffer, but it's caught up because you have a new generation of young hitters raised on a steady diet of high-octane fastballs.
Yeah.
They know how to hit it.
You just get used to it, huh?
That's right.
Well, I mean,
I mean, pitchers in high school are throwing 95 miles an hour, dude.
It is ridiculous. And that goes back to, you know, arms falling off and Tommy John. But yeah, the people that are coming out are just, they're filthy. And I mean, look at Skeens and then was Miz that's out there. It does feel like every young pitcher that comes up, when's the last time you saw like a young phenom that threw 90 but had great control? Every guy that comes up and you're like, oh my God, watch this dude. He's a blowtorch.
Yeah. They're also saying that hitters' approaches are changing because they started to understand that if you fall behind a flamethrower, mm-hmm. you're dead.
Yeah.
In the count. And so batters are starting to swing at the first pitch.
Hmm.
It says the average plate appearance is 3.86 pitches this season, down from 3.96 in 2020. Subtle, but the extra aggressiveness has also helped cut down on strikeouts.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, I mean, I think it's all, I don't know about you, but I enjoy watching. I think there has been between the pitch clock, rules shift, this, I think Major League Baseball to me
is coming around,
is the best watch that I can remember in years. I find myself sitting down and watching more baseball than I have in a while. And I find the games to be entertaining. I mean, I was watching the Mets and Padres last night. It was freaking awesome. I mean, there's all kinds of twists and turns. Got Tatis out there making all kinds of great plays, and that's not even the team I'm rooting for. And I do think that you have a lot of really good young players. I mean, some of the guys are so damn talented now and are doing things on a nightly basis that just make you kind of say, wow.
All right, one more baseball note. Did Bryce Harper really bro up on an old man?
Yeah.
We will
get off my porch.
We will get to that coming up next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, now we got some bro-y Bryce Harper news.
I know, right?
I guess Bryce Harper's kind of toned down his tea over the last handful of years.
Do we also have bro-y Manfred news? Because it sounds like Manfred got a little bro-y. Yeah.
So I guess it has come out that Phillies star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Rob Manfred during a meeting between the commissioner and his team last week.
Told him to get.
And he told him to get the F out of our clubhouse if Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of a salary cap.
Yeah. I mean, that's, it's a bold move to tell the commissioner to go basically F himself, but what's the commissioner going to do? Suspend him for like yelling at him? I mean, he's not his dad. And I don't know, the idea that the players union would allow a salary cap. I don't think that's necessarily going to fly, but you know, when you look at like what's happening with the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Mets, boy, find me another sport that has the haves and the have nots quite like baseball.
All right. I'm going to paint this picture in your head. Okay.
Okay.
So, Manfred is speaking to the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet for the majority of the meeting, Harper, sitting in a chair and holding a bat, eventually grew frustrated and said if MLB were to propose a cap and hold firm to it, players are not scared to lose 162 games. Harper stood up, walked toward the middle of the room, faced Manfred and said, if you want to speak about that, you can get the F out of our clubhouse. Manfred, sources said, responded that he was not going to get the F out of here.
He brought him back!
Saying that it was important to talk about threats to MLB's business and ways to grow the game. Before the situation further intensified, veteran outfielder Nick Castellanos tried to diffuse the tension, saying, I have more questions.
Brr.
The meeting continued, and Harper and Manfred eventually shook hands, though Harper declined to answer phone calls from Manfred the next day. It was pretty intense, said Castellanos. Definitely passionate, both of them. The commissioner giving it back to Bryce and Bryce giving it back to the commissioner. That's Harp. He's been doing this since he was 15 years old. It's just another day. I wasn't surprised.
Can I... First off, that's fantastic that there's a bro-off between Harper and Manfred.
And also, he's been MFing the commissioner since he was 15. How does that work?
Yeah, man. Well, dude, Bryce Harper and his dad are both, I mean...
They're high-T bros.
Like, I mean, remember the Sports Illustrated story, and they, like, circumvented the system and went to a junior college, and, yeah, Bryce ain't about that.
Dad's a bulked-up firefighter. Yeah. Bryce is in high school hitting 500-foot home runs. It's a whole thing.
I love when we act like yelling... Okay, Bryce Harper is not going to take a swing at the commissioner, and the commissioner is not going to take a swing at Bryce Harper. And if Bryce Harper did hit him, he would turn into dust, like at the end of Indiana Jones. Like, he just looked at the Ark of the Covenant, for God's sakes. So, like, this idea that it got heated and they were yelling, okay, they yelled. Nothing's going to happen. It's like when you see a press conference and a coach starts yelling at someone, and everyone's like, oh my God, I was terrified. Why? Did you think Nick Saban or Bill Belichick was going to come down and bitch slap you? It's just someone, like, yelling. So, Bryce Harper said the F word, and then Manfred said the F word back. Cool. At the end of the day, this changes nothing, but it does kind of provide an interesting, like, I would love to see the video of that and see Manfred just like screaming and yelling back at him and then refusing to take the phone call afterwards.
I kind of like Manfred holding his ground.
Well, again, if you're the commissioner, you can hold your ground.
Yeah, you can't. And if you're the commissioner, I think he had to save face and not get his ass kicked out of that clubhouse.
Yes.
That's fair.
You can't, if you cannot be booted from the clubhouse.
Yeah, you leave with your tail between the legs.
Just
that's a problem.
Hand him your balls while you're at it. You're done.
Yeah, you can't let him show you up like that.
No. And like you pull it.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
And Bryce, if you ever want to collect on the hundreds of millions of dollars, I recommend not touching the commissioner. What would the suspension be for you murdering by hitting the commissioner?
What if he just shoved him?
That'd be kind of fun. I'm guessing
you know what they do? They wouldn't tell us what happened. He would be suspended
for a long time.
But then they wouldn't say.
There was an altercation that escalated.
Yes.
What was the Latrell Sprewell suspension?
I think he got the whole year.
I think he got the year.
I'm telling you, I think if you farted on the commissioner and it was an aggressive fart, I think you'd get the year. You can't have players assaulting old men in positions of power.
What are the top most embarrassing high T moments in sports?
Ooh. Oh, gosh.
And this isn't just fights. I mean, most embarrassing, like one that comes to mind, and I hate to say this because this guy's like my childhood hero, but
George Brett's
pine tar, he's racing out of the dugout
and then
he just kind of stops and lets people. I mean, come on, dude.
Yeah, that might be number
embarrassing.
One. I mean, he he lost. I mean, that's like beyond control. And yet at the same time, he didn't do anything other than, you know.
Well, that's kind of the embarrassing part of it.
Exactly.
He came racing out of there like, oh my God, he is going to murder someone.
No.
He wasn't going to do anything.
Exactly.
Like Bryce Harper.
Yeah, you get it. Like, Maverick's going to stand there and be like, okay, dude, great. Keep yelling. What are you going to pick me up and throw me out? Be my guest.
What about the Pedro Martinez?
I just thought of that one.
Old man head toss.
Tipping Don Zimmer.
Don Zimmer head toss.
That's Pedro didn't start that, though. Zimmer kind of came at him. Not that you just saw what Pedro did, but yeah. Like,
well, I think it's Zimmer. Zimmer is the embarrassing one.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
If we're talking top most embarrassing high T moments, let's go Don Zimmer, George Brett. And I give you Robin Ventura charging Nolan Ryan.
And getting his ass kicked.
Yeah,
I mean, that's all high T.
That's embarrassing.
The F around and find out.
Yeah, you charged an old man and he gave you an ass whooping. That's pretty bad. I'm trying to think of other ones, like people that, I don't know, like losing it at a press conference. I mean, Bob Knight has 1,000 of these. Dude, Bob Knight picked up a chair and wung it across a court. You know. Like,
and people thought it was awesome.
Bob Knight also got fired because he whacked a kid for saying "What's up, Knight?" Bob Knight lost his job because he couldn't control his temper over a college kid saying "What's up" to him.
Yeah, he had to hit him over it.
I mean, Bob Knight's got 1,000 of these. He's probably the most embarrassing. He might be the most embarrassing sports figure of all time. That guy couldn't control himself for anything.
All right, I have a Seen and Heard in Portland installment coming up next. This is something we've been toying with.
I enjoy these.
Ooh, someone points out the hockey or the golf course dude who got beat up by the hockey pro the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, he was going after the guy. Didn't know he's a former NHL enforcer and got his clock cleaned.
That's
pretty bad. He didn't just get his clock cleaned. He got thrown in the
water. He got thrown in the water, then got back up. And then got his ass kicked. Dude got thrown in the water, got up, got his ass kicked, got back up, got his ass kicked again.
I'm going to go to that lake.
That's rough. Someone said Jim Everett, Jim Rome.
Ooh, that's good.
Ooh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Both of those, by the way, because Jim Rome ended up being a bitch and didn't think anything was going to happen, and Jim Everett for taking the bait.
I mean, that's not the only thing anyone will remember him for now.
I mean, both of those
what
are
What ended
like,
up happening with that?
Like, I don't think anything, really.
He didn't kick his ass or anything. He just...
He dumped the table, and then Jim Rome turtled and cowered, and then people broke
it
up.
They had like a mini stage, and Rome backed up in his chair, and I think the chair fell off their little mini stage, and then you saw like production staff rush in, and that was the end of it.
But for Jim Rome that thought he was, you know, he was playing the tough guy, boy, he sure pissed his pants when Jim Everett stood up and dumped the table.
I bet you don't call me that again.
Yeah.
I bet I do.
I wish Jim Everett would have punched him in the face.
Would have been a lot cooler.
Yeah.
All right, the club is next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all.
Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.